Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls track coach Spencer Ross and his shuttle hurdle team that took first at the Nielsen Family High School girls indoor track meet on Thursday. Later on, we will hear from Humboldt head boys track coach Greg Wickett and his distance medley team, shuttle hurdle team, and 4x400 relay team who all took first at the Nielsen Family High School Boys Indoor Track Meet on Friday. Our first guest is the Humboldt girls shuttle hurdle team of Claire Dielman, Sammy Varonkun, Olivia Goodell, and Sophia Harris that placed first at 43.49 seconds Thursday. Dielman on the first leg.
Well, my mindset when I get up to the blocks is like, I need a good lead to get us started.
So Sammy, once you saw how Claire was doing there, what was going through your mind as you're getting ready to go?
I was really nervous at first, but as she got closer, I kind of just calmed down.
And then Olivia, halfway through, what's the process for you there?
We were in second and we weren't far behind, so I was like, okay, I just need to catch up to the one girl.
Sophia, anchoring at home, just take me through that last leg for you.
It's definitely very heart racing. I know I saw Olivia coming in and I was like adrenaline pumping, heart racing. I just knew that I had to just give it all that I could give to the team, and I ended up doing good, but I just knew that if I take it one hurdle at a time, then I'd be okay.
Humboldt girls track coach Spencer Ross discussed the first home meet of the year.
You know, our objectives coming in weren't really centered on time or distances or heights. We just wanted to see all the girls come out and compete. We've had 12 or 13 practices. It was just time for a more competitive environment. It's hard to mimic that in practice. But, you know, overall, I was proud of how the girls competed. We had some events do pretty well, but we also have some areas to improve as the year goes on. So that was the message to them before the meet and after the meet was those same points.
You get one event here that does finish first. The 4x60-meter shuttle hurdle. Dielman, Varonkun, Goodell, and Sophia Harris, who you were wondering, are we going to have that fourth hurdler? And just your thoughts on their performance.
Yeah, you know, that was, I don't want to say it was a surprise, but it kind of caught me off guard how well they performed. I think everybody made it through cleanly. You know, nobody's crashing into the hurdles, which tends to happen. I mean, we haven't even been over 6 hurdles yet this season. And when we practice, we only go over 2 or 3. So to see the girls be focused and, you know, want to do well for each other, I was very proud of that. And looking ahead, that might become one of the strengths of our team is that hurdle group. So anxious to see how things go the next couple weeks with them.
And then your distance medley team also taking second there as well.
Sure. Another just a good group of veterans there with Gracie May kind of added in there running the 400. Just the same thing, you know, the way that they competed all the way from beginning to end. Just very happy with that group and everybody in general.
And then Bella Metley, she places second in the 400, places second in the 200-meter dash. Early on, getting second place, two big races there. Just your thoughts on her performance here.
Yeah, you know, she's just one of those kids, you watch her run and it just seems natural. Everything's just smooth. And, you know, we've even toyed with the idea of bumping her up a little bit and maybe even trying to get an 800 out of her someday. But she's just a person you can move around, kind of a Swiss Army knife in that middle distance group. And yeah, to see her come out and perform the way she did, I was happy to see that for her.
And then you look at Ashlyn Work, she gets third in the shot put here. Good base for her to start off.
Yeah, you know, she had a great first meet there when she went to Ames, and she had a good throw out there. I haven't even seen her official measurements yet, but she's a kid that has some high goals for herself, you know, and she's got the potential to make a big jump. So, you know, anxious to see how she can continue to progress.
Taylor Wempen places second 60-meter dash, and Bryn Malo third in the 1,500-meter run.
Taylor's looked strong this year. She's worked hard in the offseason. You know, I saw her in the weight room a lot. She's looked really good in long jump and is even trying out the high jump tonight. So just a good athlete all around there for Taylor. And then Bryn, another kid, you know, she's got high goals for herself. If you ask her, she wasn't super happy with her times and everything. But, I mean, you look up and down that 1,500 and nobody ran what they wanted to run tonight. So we're just going to take where she's at and maybe adjust our training a little bit to help her get to where she wants to be.
The next few weeks before you get out to the outdoor season.
Sure. Coaches will look down and go through our splits. And, you know, I mentioned adjusting training. You know, we might move some people around and just kind of see where we're at beginning the race to the end of the race. We tried to temper expectations for the girls. You know, 2 weeks in, only having 12 practices, nobody's going to be where they want to be. You know, you look at whether it's 800 splits or 1,500 splits, and things look good in the beginning. And then to be expected at this point in the season, things kind of tail off and you slow down a little bit. But we've been hammering those first couple 200 meter splits in practice. We're starting there and then we go from there each week. You try to be able to hang on a little bit longer than you did the week before. So we have short-term and long-term goals, but really it's about peaking at the end of the season. And, you know, coaches will sit down and put a plan together to get every kid where they want to be towards the end of the year and hopefully be able to put together a team that can in the NCC.
Congratulations on quite a day here for the track team. First home event of the year, and look forward to seeing them in the outdoor season here.
For sure. I appreciate everything you do for us.
Friday night was the boys' meet at the Humboldt Recreation Center that saw the Wildcats win three events in the distance medley, the shuttle hurdle, and the 4x400. Cohen Mattson started off the shuttle hurdle that also featured Tyler Carlson, Griffin Grote, and Keegan Grote for Humboldt at 37.66 seconds.
So, you know, when we get down our blocks, it's really just it's a mindset thing. All we see is the hurdles, no other competition around us. It's really like a me against me type mentality out there.
And then Tyler, you know, you're on the second leg there. Just tell me, after you see Cohen's performance, what's going through your head?
I'm seeing him get such a good lead for us, and he's just looking so good going over those hurdles, and just really motivates me in my block to really just keep that lead. And yeah, and it's just, like he said, it's me against me out there.
And then Griffin, you know, halfway through, you get ready to go here on the third leg. What's the mentality going into that?
Cohen and Tyler got a pretty good lead in my first year running as a freshman. So I was just coming in, like, I was thinking about, like, how I would think that the competition would be beside me. But it's really just focused on the track and in my mind. And it's, again, me against me.
And then Keegan, you take us home there.
I mean, my team gave me a pretty good lead, which I was super happy about. And I just knew I had to finish it out for my team and get the dub.
The distance medley of Keegan Grote, Landon Tenklaw, Jackson Dodd, and Mason Van Pelt won with a time of 3 minutes and 48.36 seconds.
Start off, I just got to keep my team in it. I know I just got to get the baton around and get it to my 4 and 8 guys, and they'll take care of business.
And then Landon, after seeing Keegan start things off.
Just knew we're going to have a decent bit of a lead. Just got to keep the burners on all the way through.
And then Jackson, the third leg.
I was just trying to get the baton to Mason because I knew he could finish it out and get the win for us.
And Mason, first race of the day for you, closing it out on that home stretch.
Really all about the finish in the eight. The way I see it, you just got to stick around and then bring it home in that last 200. And that's pretty much what I did. Worked out.
The 4x400 relay team of Jackson Dodd, Chase Flaherty, Landon Tenklaw, and Mason Van Pelt took first at 3 minutes from 42.07 seconds.
I just needed to start off, get out hot of the blocks and get that first 200 meters down and then just get through the last 200 and get it to Chase.
And then Chase, after that first there, just take me through your race there.
I just wanted to keep the lead, keep it going, get it to Landon. First race as a Wildcat, so wanted to come out strong.
Reed Landon in the third round there.
Just knew getting the baton, I'd have a pretty decent gap. Just had to hold down that lead so Mason could really, really bring it home.
And then Mason, seeing the big lead that Landon had for you out there, as you're seeing that, and then take me through the race as well.
Even with the big lead, there's no let up, you know. This is great to get out and compete in condition. First meet of the year, it's great. Got more work to do.
Humboldt boys track coach Greg Wickett discussed the first home meet of the year.
This time of the year, you're really just kind of starting to learn where you are with things. I think we're right on the money with where we need to be with our training. You know, our middle distance guys are the ones that really have to put in the extra miles this time of year, and they're looking really good too. But I thought the sprinters really looked like they had made some gains from last year, really. And so it's rounding out to be a pretty, I think, deep team. We've got some probably more middle distance kids than we've had in the past. Doesn't hurt with the Flaherty boys moving in from Pocahontas. If they got anybody else in Pokey that they can lure over here, we'd like that if they're all that fast. No, that means the middle distance guys are going to be kind of the meat of our team this year, with the sprinters helping out where they can, you know, in the medleys and things. And just to see some of these times that we're posting early in the year in indoor meets, which don't generally post great times. We're getting some decent times out there in the state. I think last I looked, our medley, I think, was in the top five all classes. I know that our 4x4 team was all class top 10. And our shuttle, it's got to be in there. You know, some of the teams that we ran against at Iowa State were in the finals in all the classes last year. So we're in good company. And that's the thing. This time of the year, we're trying to find some teams to run against that are going to push you. And Algona's really got a decent medley that pushed us hard tonight. Wes Hancock had a good 4x4. I think they won the 4x4 in 2A down at Iowa State, and they were riding our tail tonight in that, the 4x4. And so that was it. When you get good competition, that's going to bring the best out of you. And we've got some good teams here at the Humble Indoor. And so that really gets us hyped up to do the things we need to do.
And then three event winners tonight, the distance med, the shuttle hurdle, and the 4x4. Just your thoughts on their performances here.
Yeah, and those are the ones that really look good down at Iowa State, too. And those are going to be the ones that we're looking for big things. I mean, I think that all three of those races can be in the state competition. And, I mean, I wouldn't surprise me if they're in the top five at the end of the year. They're good races. If we can get that distance medley down into the 30s, I think we won it a few years ago at 32, set a school record, and we're already down into the 40s, which at this time of year is a good indoors is a really good spot to be in. You know, we look at that 4x4. If you start getting all those guys into the 50, 51, 52 range, well, then you're looking at low 20s, and low 20s wins it too. In the shuttle, you just never know. That race scares the heck out of me. But we've had a good run of shuttle hurdle teams. And the interesting thing is these guys are all new. They're all the young guys that have been watching the older guys as they get older and running with some of them. And we're getting to the point now with some of those guys that the older guys coach up the younger guys. And that's when you know your program is doing well, when your kids can coach each other. And I think that's, we've got a little of that going on in the hurdles. 2 years ago, we threw three of these same four guys into the conference at the last second. They ended up being conference champions a couple years ago. So for them to be doing nice things now is what you want to see. And they're doing a good job. They're technically really good hurdlers. And we even threw Griffin Grode in there tonight and McIntyre in there in the JV, and they look good too. And so it's again, they're getting good coaching from the older guys, and our hurdles look strong for the foreseeable future. And that's fun to see.
You have quite a few guys placing. Tyler Carlson also with second in the high jump. Cameron Hoig third in the high jump. Carlson second in the 60 meter hurdles. Mattson was third in the hurdles. And then he had Peyton Van Pelt, who was third in the 1600. And we can go on the list. Isaiah Busick sixth in the shot put. Seeing those results here and how you were able to get a lot of guys towards the top, what's that say about the state of the program here early on in March?
Well, that's where you really, in meets, that's where you really score. I mean, there's certain things you always figure you can have a shot at first or second, but where you really end up scoring points is in that third, fourth, fifth area in a team meet. And this is going to be a good team race team this year, because we are deep in some of those spots. Really happy with our high jumpers tonight. I mean, they haven't had near enough time to work the high jump enough, and to go second and third and both set PRs at 6 foot, that's crazy. Those guys really have come on. They're just so much stronger. It's fun to see those kids get older and get better at some of that stuff. And you know, Busick getting stronger in the throws, and he's probably a better discus thrower than he is a shot putter too. And some stuff is just experimentation too. On Wednesday night, we had Carlson try some high hurdles and just threw him in there. And all of a sudden tonight he's getting second place in the highs. And that's just dumb luck. And that's how you find kids sometimes. I remember about 15 years ago, I just happened to catch out of the corner of my eye a kid named Nick Harclaw running the high hurdles just for fun, messing around. And I said, you look pretty good. You want to try that? He ended up runner up at state that year. So some of it's just dumb luck finding kids that can do some things. But it's some of those kids willing to try those things and put themselves out there. And even high hurdles especially, you can really take a crash on some of those. And so having enough guts to try it in a meet, I really appreciate that. And I thought Carlson did a nice job of that. So, and building forward, that's stuff you can build on and end up, placing guys and getting some cheap team points out of those guys.
So, Coach, now you've got a few weeks of practice until you get ready for the outdoor season here towards April. What's the future looking like here for the program as you get ready to go?
Well, these weeks we were talking about it, me and Coach Van Pelt were talking about it. These are our training weeks. We can really get some good training weeks in here and get those guys' lungs where they need to be for the big push outside. You know, I hate to jinx us. You know, we've had such a mild winter. April and May could be just garbage, so you never know. We've had some pretty bad weather in track season the last few years, so I'm hoping we're going to get these outdoor meets in on nice days. So I guess you never know with that, but if we do get a crack at some nice days in the next few weeks, there's some things I think we can get qualified down for Drake. I think that medley, the 4x4, have a chance, the shuttle. Maybe even the 4x1 has a chance to get down there. If we can get Carlson, he's been a little banged up lately, but he's a 21-foot long jumper, and if you can get a decent long jump put out there, he could qualify for Drake. So we've got some things. That's kind of how the season goes. Early in the year, you're trying to get a few things into Drake, post some nice times, and end of the year is the big push to conference and state. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We're starting to just put the puzzle together, figure out what we have and what we can eventually, some of our goals are. And I think we're starting to figure those out with the indoor season.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the program's performance here tonight and best of luck as we get ready for the outdoor season.
Yeah, we're going to see you down the road. Thanks a lot.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.